SBS Radio.
Kasama ko ngayon si Joe Alaira. Siya ay kasalukuyang nasa Palawan. Pero sinimulan niya ang kanyang paglalakbay mula Kalibo sa Aklan. Nagtungo siya sa Palawan, lulan ng kanyang paraw. Magandang araw, Joe.
Good morning.
Ikaw ay lumaki sa Amerika, kung hindi ako nagkakamali, sa Los Angeles sa California.
Yes, doon ako lumaki sa Los Angeles. My family moved to the U.S. when I was very young.
Nabanggit mo, 2 years ago, nagkaroon ka ng ideya, gusto mong maglakbay mula Pilipinas patungong Darwin.
Actually, 28 years prior, I attempted to sail from Boracay to Darwin, Australia, but I didn't get to complete it, so gusto ko itapos this next year.
Wow, ano naman yung nagbigay sa iyo ng inspirasyon para sa isang malaking hamong ito, ika nga, this big fate?
I think, I don't know if I'm going through midlife crisis. And
some say you would.
but I think it's always been in my mind that I didn't get to finish the journey 28 years ago. And it's always been in the back of my mind. And I decided to do it around this time where I can still physically do it. Kasi if I wait until I retire, I may not be able to physically accomplish this feat. So now is the time. Also, my son just recently graduated with an engineering degree at the university in Los Angeles. And so I felt that my obligations to my son's education is finished. And so I should embark on this trip.
Wow, so ika nga nila, you're free of your parental responsibilities.
Yes.
So you can go and do your own thing now.
Yes.
Bakit mo naisip yung Boracay to Darwin? Meron ka bang sinusundang ruta?
Yes, gusto ko i-retrace yung route, or as they say in sailing, a route is on land, but it's a course on the water. So I wanted to retrace the course from the Philippines to Darwin, Australia, and it's the general course that Filipino freedom fighters took during World War II to escape Japanese-occupied Philippines and help get vital military information to Darwin, where General Douglas MacArthur was. So I'm trying to retrace that the general course that they took.
So, World War II buff.
I'm not so much of a buff, but I'm interested in history, and I have interests in the past. Also, my grandfather on my mother's side was a U.S. Army veteran. And so I, being a U.S. Army veteran, I thought I could relate this story to honor my grandfather, U.S. Army veterans alike. I am the third generation in my family to serve in the U.S. Army. So I wanted to connect like my past to what I'm doing now.
At ito ay kakaiba kasi ikaw mismo yung pinabuo mo mismo yung paraw mo.
Mm-hmm.
It was custom built for you.
Yes.
Gaano katagal mo binuo yung paraw?
Oh, it took 2 months to make my boat. But my boat maker is so efficient, he could have done it in 3.5 weeks. But again, I would slow him down so I can get video footage to include in my personal documentary.
Nagsimula ka sa Boracay at magtatapos sa Darwin.
Yes.
Paano yung pagkain mo?
That's a question everybody asks. I would say there are millions of people all along the route, and they eat. So I eat whatever they eat locally. I also have canned foods I have pots and pans. I can make, I can cook rice, catch fish.
For you to take on this big journey, I assume nag-training ka?
Yes, I physically trained. I'm an active Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu practitioner. And so I physically trained by doing a lot of grappling before I left. But in hindsight, there's no particular training, physical training for this, because there's a lot of downtime. I think...
You'll be thinking a lot.
yes, and which is good. I think I want to change my career like Gabby did. I'm a natural introvert, so somebody suggested to me that I should go into writing, and they said that write about something that you know. And I think there's no other better person who can tell this story, because it's my story.
So yung paraw mo, you will be exposed to the elements, sun, water, wind. Hindi ka ba natatakot?
No, actually, I wear a really big hat. I wear a gaiter to help protect my neck and my face, and I wear a rash guard, which
and a lot of sunscreen, I take it.
Actually, I use the rash guard as my sunscreen, because the sunscreen becomes malagkit.
Mm-hmm.
So I use a long sleeve rash guard, and it helps against direct sunlight. It helps against jellyfish stings.
So, meron ka bang tulugan sa paraw?
Yes, on either side. Meron sa, what do you say, sa gilid. I have a net. I had my boat maker design a net on either side of the main hull. And I think they call it papag. And I can sleep on either side.
So, all throughout, naka-expose ka lang sa labas?
Yes.
Abangan namin yung pag-document mo sa paglakbay mo. Nagsimula ka na nung huling araw ng bago magsarang Boracay? Umalis ka?
Oo. April 26, yung closure ng Boracay. Yung gabi ng 26, nag-umpisa ako.
And then, ngayon ay nasa Puerto Princesa ka? Naghihintay ng magandang panahon?
Yes. The Parao is in Onok. It is, Onok Island is like the last Philippine stop on my course. I'm going to wait out the storm, and I might even wait out typhoon season and continue when it's better sailing. Also, if I continue now, the prevailing winds are, as they say in Tagalog, salubong. I'll be sailing into the wind. So
hindi ka makakaalis.
Mahirap na mahirap. So I may wait for the prevailing winds to change so it's favorable.
So, meron ka bang estimated time of arrival sa Darwin?
I think time-wise, once I begin again from Onok, I would like to take my time 2 months to get to Darwin, because a part of this personal documentary I want to do is to interview and shoot footage of people I find interesting all along the way. So it's not so much just a sailing trip. It's a human interest story.
People, events, and places.
Yes. You put the words into my mouth.
So Joe, subaybayan namin yung paglalakbay mo mula Onok patungong Darwin dito sa SBS.
Thank you very much.
Maraming salamat at good luck sa'yo.
Oh, thank you.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.